What are your thoughts on it?
It's great. I know, right? I appreciate it, especially from outside looking in. My performance have been recognized. Just try to follow up with another good performance this last game and try to help us get a win.
Is it tough to keep putting those out when it doesn't result in winning?
No, because I'm pretty sure the moment I had that mindset and stopped putting them out is when we had the best chance to win. So, not at all. It's just I just continue doing my job, and it'll come.
Do you feel like this was your best year so far?
No, because we still haven't won a game yet. Let's go with that.
Okay, but individually, do you feel like there's still more left in you?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's definitely still have more to go and still more to prove.
You haven't had many wins since you've been here. Do you feel like you know what you or individually or as a group know what it takes to win in the NFL?
I'm pretty sure there's a couple of guys on this team, well, not including myself, that's been to the other places that was winning and was winning before they got here. And they probably have some recipes or some things that they've seen, have been through, that understand it. Jamie Collins being one of them. Probably be my favorite guy to kind of talk to and hear out just to see the difference between, kind of what he's used to and what he's going through now.
What is his main message to you?
He just always says it's different. Just certain things that he did when he was there, he don't do here. He really don't go into much detail because bringing up the past is not going to help. But he always says it's different. Just certain things is different.
Would you say your role this Sunday would be vastly different from opening Sunday against the Steelers? When
oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
In that game?
100%.
So your role would be very, very different.
Yeah, 100%. I was a slot receiver because we didn't have one on the roster at the time. I'm back at home now. So,
how much did that kind of help you, though, that you did so much work in the slot in camp and kind of started the year?
It helped me a lot. I enjoy it. I enjoy the slot more. It's actually fun for me.
Duke, you see with Shazier down, running backs have kind of produced a little bit more coming out of the backfield to catch a pass. Do you see that in the tape that you studied?
You can kind of
match up there to your liking.
Pittsburgh is a zone scheme team, a lot of zone. Just depending on the day, you find the right hold in the defense and just keep sitting it down. You'll get pretty good yardage. Shazier's not being there affects a lot more than just their pass. Their passing game on defense. He's a big time run stopper, and he's kind of the emotional leader outside of Mike Mitchell.
Since you've done the prayer stuff for Shazier in the end zone when you scored, have you heard from him or a lot of the Steelers about that?
Not really sure. Try not to check my Instagram too much. I just do it and kind of move on. Because once again, I'm not actually doing it for praise, not doing it for, people to reach out. It's to me, it's bigger than that. So,
sure.
Not really looking for it. So it may be there, but I'm not really looking for it.
I mean, would you be interested in talking to him?
He's busy doing, coming back from something serious. So, I'm fine with just doing what I'm doing from the side and just wish him the best.
Do you know him personally other than obviously the connection of football?
He's from the South Florida area. Didn't play with him, no. Not really. Just he's from the South Florida area. He's a great football player.
How do you think he's scoring most people you do?
Yes.
Do you wear his number or anything like that?
The last three games or two games, I actually wear the eye black with his name and number on it. We don't play basketball, so you really can't see it because my helmet's on half the time. But once again, that's something I do for myself and do for him and his family. So,
Hey, Duke, the Haslams have already decided that Hugh Jackson's going to be back next year.
Uh-huh.
Is that the right move?
Is the Haslams deciding he'd be back his right move? It's not my call.
Is he the right coach for this team?
Once again, not my call.
Is he a good coach?
I like him. The locker room loves him. But at the end of the day, we know in this business, it's about wins and losses. They look at it as wins and losses. So if that's the decision that the Haslams make, that's their decision. We support them and this organization 100%.
What's he done best during a very tough year?
He got his team to go out there and just keep fighting every game, regardless of what's going on, regardless of how, you know, what the record shows. You really can't say this team just lays down. We just go out there and keep fighting.
I mean, he's an offensive guy, right? And I know he takes pride in that. Why? Mm-hmm. Why have you guys not been able to sustain that success on that side of the ball?
It's a good question. We just haven't done what we're supposed to do as an offense. We start some games off fast, some games slow. But a lot of it is penalties and turnovers. We know in this league you can't win or be a great offense if you turn the ball over and have a lot of penalties.
Do you trust the game plan and the scheme?
Yes.
In the aftermath of the comments that you made last
week. Aftermath.
About that five people could have run through the hole for the 59-yarder that Isaiah ran through. There was a report that, you know, that he lost the locker room, that didn't sit well with some people. Is that report accurate?
I mean, it didn't sit well with some people, or the some people in this locker room, or just some people in general. Because regardless of a statement that you make, everybody's not going to like it. Everybody's not going to respect it, regardless of what the statement is. But, I mean, I'm very close with Crowell, and, I mean, Crowell took it and moved on. It's regardless of what he said or what's, who could have ran through the hole, it wasn't nobody. It was Crowell. So, I mean, I don't think Crowell took it to heart or made it bigger than, you know, just a statement. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we still have a job. Do we still – the team haven't won the game. We don't need more distractions. So, took it as a grain of salt, and we're just moving on.
As far as, though, basically the gist of the report was that there are concerns that he's lost the locker room. What do you say to that?
Lost the locker room? No, I don't think he lost the locker room. As a coach in his position that lost as many games he lost in his 2 years, it's easy to say he's lost the locker room. I'm pretty sure any coach in that situation would get the same reports coming out and it would be the same thing. So we're still here.
To your knowledge, did you say anything to...
To my knowledge?
To the players, to Crow, to anybody?
About... The statement?
Yeah.
Not sure. That's a question you probably have to ask him or ask Crowell. But to my knowledge, it's we're moving on. I don't really not much. I mean, much to say is just not trying to create more distraction. Not trying to just trying to win the game. So. You're all right.
Do you believe this team can win with you, Jackson?
I do. I think we can. It's just about going out there and doing it. It's kind of cliche. It's always, you know, do your job. But I think the moment we actually start doing that, we'll start winning.
Do you have to give yourself a pep talk about coming back here next year?
Me?
As rough as
no. No shot. And the reason being is this is the organization that gave me my shot. Drafting the third round. A lot of teams passed on me, but this team took me. And I wouldn't want nothing more to start and finish my career here. So, I'm fine.
How are you, now that we're here with one game left, how mm-hmm. are you dealing with the possibility of winless season?
I'm not dealing with it at all. I'm playing football. I don't make things bigger than what they is to me. At the end of the day, I'm going out to play football, do everything I can to help this team win. And that's that. I don't kind of look at it. I don't know. I'm confused on the winless thing. Like,
what's history?
Yeah, I get it. I'm kind of the first person, my first sibling to go to college. That's history. But I don't sit here and brag and yup and jump around about it all day. It is what it is. I mean, of course we don't want that because we play to win. But at the end of the day, I'm not finna drape and harp over the same old thing every year. So play football, we play to win, and that's that.
You daydream at all about how this team might make a jump next year?
Always, especially with how young we are and the young talent we have and kind of, you know, the guys we brought in that can make a difference and actually play. Once again, it's just about us doing it all on the same Sunday. Not offense, not defense, not special teams, but all of us at one time.